Niyyah, intention, is very important. On the Day of Judgment, people will see certain actions written in their book of deeds which they did not even perform in the dunya. And they'll be told that although you did not physically perform that act, you made an intention to do it, a good intention. And because of that, you find that deed written in your book of deeds. Think about it. There are many people who want to build a masjid, a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have the finances. They make a good intention. Ya Allah, if you give me tawfiq, if I'm financially capable, I will build a masjid. Allah willing, they will gain the reward of making such a good intention. Likewise, Ya Allah, I would like to perform Hajj. I would like to carry out this righteous act or that righteous act. Make good intentions all the time. Who knows, on the Day of Judgment, we may see our book of deeds filled with such intentions. And we're rewarded for those intentions as well. Intentions are very, very important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali." Believer's intention is better than his action. So always make a habit. And some people find it hard. The remedy is this. Before you do any good deed, pause and think, why am I doing this good deed? What are the intentions I can make in doing this good deed? That will help you. If you rush into actions, then of course you won't have time to make intention. And you will never develop that habit, that routine of making good intentions as well. So you have to pause, whether that's applying fragrance to the body, the clothes, whether that's before making wudu, whether that's before wearing new clothes, whether that's before going to the masjid. Pause, think to yourself, make a few good intentions. So ilmun niyyah, the science of making intentions, good intentions, is very important. We should learn it. We should consult with the ulama, gain their suhba. And before we know it, for one good deed, we'll be making many good intentions, thus multiplying our reward in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.